Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, Nicholas J. Fuentes. We're back tonight watching the North Carolina State University Charlie Kirk Culture War event, which I guess is beginning momentarily. This is the best we can do so far. I don't know if they'll have an official stream or not, but we're going to tune in right now. We're having some audio issues from the only stream that we have from this one, but we'll have to bear with it, I guess, for now. I'm going to keep refreshing and see if they have an official one, but for now, this is the only stream that exists, I think.
Before we get started, I'd be remiss without thanking our amazing volunteer, our amazing staff at Turning Point Nationals and our amazing executive board here at Turning Point USA at NC State. For the last 5 months, we've been working around the clock to make sure this event is successful.
Yeah,
we've
shut up.
We've achieved our dreams beyond our wildest imaginations. Thank you so much.
Outstanding.
I'm told we have like 50 Groypers here, so we'll see how it goes. No stream. They don't have a stream.
Event, Culture War. Joining us on stage tonight, Charlie Kirk. With special guests.
Where's the stream?
Right.
They've just given up. They've just completely given up. They didn't even lie about AV issues. They're just not even pretending anymore.
Charlie Kirk!
Yeah! Yeah! Come on! Big man!
Sea dog!
Sea dog! Sea dog! King! King! What's with the audio issues? Get it together! This fucking guy, man. He's no Simon.
We have a real special evening planned, and there's just, there's been so much good, and there's some not so good in the last 24 hours. I want to point out the young man, Bishop, that what happened yesterday, this place that can feel horrible. Stand up. Yesterday, 15 or 20 socialist thugs came after this young man. God bless his courage and his conviction. He was promoting this event, and 15 or 20 socialist thugs came after you. And it's
disgusting.
So disgusting. And thank you for what.
Dude, shut up. Just give us a stream.
No one should have to go through physical violence because of what they believe. And so, and unfortunately, that becomes a routine pattern on these college campuses where people are actually targeted. For expressing their viewpoint, saying what they believe. But
shut up!
Right into it. We have a real special guest tonight. She is a graduate of this amazing institution. She is a great president of the United States and a leader of Women for Trump. So give it up for Laura Trump.
Yeah, dog.
This guy's really giving us a hard time here. What's up?
This is so exciting. Thank you for welcoming me back to NC State. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
So what has changed? When you graduated, did you have 600 protesters at your...
Absolutely, I did. I said this earlier a few minutes ago. I said, from NC State, never in my wildest dreams did I expect to come back to 600 protesters. That was never in mind. We'll be here in this capacity. It's pretty incredible.
He's joking, laughing.
A lot has changed since then, and I couldn't be prouder to be here. Representing.
Yeah, no official stream. That's so stupid,
and the
man.
Campaign, and it's been a pretty wild ride since I left Raleigh. That's for sure.
Well, and you had the opportunity to visit North Carolina.
The boomer bellow.
In 2016.
Yeah.
And so tell us about that. You traveled this state. And then President Trump ended up winning this state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. It's going to be a long night.
Well, I'll tell you, the way it actually started was interesting because I was working for Inside Edition, a television show at the time, And I found out that my father-in-law was coming to North Carolina, to my hometown of Wilmington. Anybody from Wilmington here? Yes!
Bro, what are you... come on, what's going on here?
And so I went down with him, and one thing led to another, and he started asking me my opinion on things, and he looked at me kind of in only the way that Donald Trump can do, and he goes, you know what? I want you to help me win North Carolina. Can you help me win North Carolina? And I was like, of course. I had no idea anything about politics. None of us did. But that's really what started me out on the campaign. And I went into my boss the next day and I said, I need to take 3 months leave of absence from work because I'm going out on the campaign trail. And
what are you doing? What are you doing? What's with the commentary, man?
All across this country. I was on a bus with a group of women.
It is funny. It is really funny, but...
travel, like, on private planes all the time. No, no, we were on...
because this event is already boring, so...
We were on a bus. Katrina Pearson, Liz Patton, Diamond and Soap, myself, and one who we shall not name, but we will forget about her. But we had the greatest time out on the campaign trail, and it certainly was something that I'll never forget. And now, as we're less than a year away from hopefully re-electing Donald Trump for 4 more years.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of funny.
To come back and kind of start out the whole thing again here in my home state. So this is awesome. Love it.
That's incredible. So talk a little bit about what the family has been going through. I mean, it's not just the sacrifice of the president, but I mean, just the daily fake news that your family has to go through. Mm-hmm. That you saw today. I mean, give us some insight into the sham that was that congressional hearing, where totally one-sided, not even talking about the origins of how we got there, or what even Burisma was, and all the double-sided testimony. We should talk a little bit about that, because it's a sham.
It is. It's a coup against the president is what is happening right now. The reality is, 2016,
Nathaniels is that's right. Yeah, thanks for the Nizgini.
Right? What? The anointed one, Hillary Clinton, was supposed to be the 45th president of the United States, according to the mainstream media. According to every poll, and Charlie, you remember this, the polls literally days before the election said Hillary Clinton was going to be our next president.
The heavy
and
breathing.
The people instead spoke up and said, wait a minute, we have other plans in mind, and they voted for Donald Trump. Now, many of
Periscope? Somebody says Periscope.
They voted that they were voting for Donald Trump. So nobody knew, except those of us who were out on the campaign trail, we felt the movement happening in this country. So he was never supposed to win. And 19 minutes after he was inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States,
somebody at me with a Periscope link on
Twitter. How can we impeach this president? How can we get Donald Trump out of the White House? They tried for 2 years to say that our campaign colluded with Russia, which we all know. I mean, all of us at the campaign were like, what? We could barely get a bus tour together. We colluded with Russia? Really?
And, you know, I joked around with Don. You know, I volunteered on the campaign for almost 3 months traveling with Don. I was like, we were trying to figure out to go to Cincinnati or Columbus, let alone have some
Yeah, I mean, really. It was ridiculous.
Conspiracy.
But we saw what that did. That was $30 million of taxpayer money, 2 years that this country had to go through to finally find out from Bob Mueller at the end of this nonsense.
There we go.
There was no collusion with Russia.
Finally find out from Bob Mueller.
We all knew that to begin with. Then they tried to stop Kavanaugh from becoming our next Supreme Court justice. Now it's the Ukraine hoax. It's Russia 2.0. It's their next step. It's the last.
Here we go.
Step. It's the last ditch attempt they have.
Quality's not as good, though.
Let's be honest.
Audio quality's not as good.
What are they running on? What is the left running on? Who are these candidates? Socialism. Exactly. So let me get this straight. We have had
keep the boomer. They're saying keep the boomer. Okay. Boomer it is.
Last ditch attempt they have because elected our 45th president.
Yeah, audio quality's better, and the boomer's funny.
Yeah.
In many respects, in the history of this country, on all different platforms, we have wages through the roof. We have median income going up. We have consumer confidence up. We have a new footing as, again, the leader of the world, because it was slipping away from us for a long time. We have somebody fighting for us in the White House. So with all the prosperity, why wouldn't we want to just turn that all around? Why wouldn't we all want to pay for those that don't want to work? Why wouldn't we all just divide up all of our hard-earned money, Charlie? Because we're not crazy. That's why. And we want to keep it going.
Yeah, amazing.
What we're seeing misery, not times of prosperity.
Right.
So their sales pitch is, let's no longer have the lowest ever black unemployment, Latino unemployment,
yeah.
black poverty rate. Trust us to do exactly what? Give out more free stuff? Or, you know, it's very easy to be generous with other people's money. That's what I found.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, because you never see actually, Don, my brother-in-law, pointed this out the other night. I was watching him, and it's a great point. You know, my husband, Eric, and...
Can we get our thumb off the mic?
Your mom, Ivana, grew up in a communist country. She grew up in communist Czechoslovakia. And she knows better than anyone what socialism is about and why it doesn't work and why it's a terrible idea. When have we ever seen, Charlie, anyone from a socialist country, someone from Venezuela, from Cuba, from the former USSR, come out and say, you know what, let's implement that system here. You don't hear about it because they all came to America because the system we have here works. Capitalism works, and it benefits people all across the board, no matter who you are.
Breaking news about Don. Don's officially a New York Times number one bestseller. Don Jr.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
And I just find it hilarious because you read his book. He calls him the failing New York Times all throughout his book. And so now the very same failing New York Times has to list him
They had to list him. Give him a Joker laugh for that one. We need a Joker laugh.
0.1% chance. Of winning the presidency.
At least they gave him that 0.0% chance.
LMFAO, I'm wheezing. I'm wheezing, bro.
They might be on the fence. They heard nothing negative about what this
outstanding. It's like in StarCraft. Outstanding.
Producing results.
When you're moving, what is it, infantry? When you're moving.
Amazing track record this administration has been able to deliver.
When you're playing as.
There are so many great results from this president that at the campaign we
Taran, Taran.
So we created a website called
Send a Marine. Outstanding.
If you want to go and literally see.
Can load
Trump's accomplishments since he took office, that's where you should go. And I mean it
go go go
from everything from
sorry zoomer moment zoomer
veterans,
Kino
Veterans Choice Act Accountability Act, which means that instead of waiting in line for days and weeks and months, and our veterans who we owe our entire lives to, can we get a round of applause for our veterans?
Yeah.
The rights that we have every day, gave the 600 people protesting us the right to do what they're doing today, they should be able to get health care when they need it. So if you're not near a VA, you can't get in, you can go to your own doctor. And the VA will support you. He's done things like that. He is trying to level the
playing field
across the world. China?
Bro, please, please! Stop putting your finger over the microphone.
You can't succeed, so what do? We send everything.
No, there are no other streams on DLive. It's just the same stream, dummy.
He is taking it to China, and believe me, we're going to make a deal with China because they want to make a deal badly with the United States of America. So that is something that is definitely going to happen. We're going to see happen very quickly, I think. You look at things like moving the American embassy.
There's water in my left ear. All right, there we go.
Which is such a great thing. Because so many
now they want Periscope. Now they want Periscope.
Said they would do it. And it took somebody with what we will call guts to finally get that done. And, we can talk about the economy all day, but people feel it in their pockets. Even a friend of mine,
who I'm not sure, I never really asked
her, voted for the president. I remember about a year ago, she texted me and she was like, I don't know why this happened, but I'm making a lot more money in my paycheck, and I think it's because of the president. So
I think he's doing a great job. And I was like, you know what? That's another vote.
But it's true. People are feeling it every single
day. This isn't full screen.
And if you really want the full rundown of everything this president is doing, then go to
this audio's worse.
But across the board, this president has been incredibly successful. You look at the judges that this president has appointed. 158 judges.
We just can't fucking win.
This is not just 8 years, right?
Can I pause this or no?
That is 8 years. It's for years and years and years after that that the impact of the Trump presidency will continue.
I think he's doing a great
job. We're just struggling tonight, huh?
Dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Here, religious scholar.
During the Washington Post, the New York dear religious scholar, which is so bizarre.
This is how crazy it's gotten, Charlie.
But they changed it from a normal headline to an abnormal headline, then they had to change it back after the backlash.
No. The fact that we are living in a time right now where you have a genocidal rapist, a maniac, this man who has killed thousands of people and who posted videos burning journalists alive is now dead. The head of ISIS, the caliphate, is gone. And we don't have people cheering from the rooftops from every media outlet. Instead, he is labeled as an austere religious scholar. Tells us all we need to know about the fake news media out there. Am I right?
Bloomberg media, they had this really bizarre headline where they said, oh yeah, Al-Baghdadi started as a in poverty in the Middle East, and he found his voice. I'm reading this like this.
This whole event sucks, you know, dude. No stream. It's boring. We got this going on.
For one day, and said, okay, this is one thing that maybe the president did. Not to mention that, you know, this is something you touched on. You know, he has been able to revitalize the spirit of America in such an exceptional way. And so talk about some of the things that you're hearing and seeing firsthand in the travels. I mean, you're going all across the country, and you're seeing people's lives literally be changed.
Anybody in here proud to be an American?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
The United States of America, which is why everyone wants to come here. And I give my father-in-law a lot of credit because he didn't need to do this job, Charlie. You know that. I mean, we all knew Donald Trump beforehand. I'll just give you a quick little personal story. You guys know, meeting, maybe you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend you're very serious about. When you meet their parents, you're pretty nervous, right? Imagine their parents are the Trumps, okay? That was already a lot. Never did I imagine that my father-in-law would become president. But I will have to tell you that Donald Trump is one of the most sincere people. I mean, we all know that we don't have to wonder what he's thinking, right? Because he puts it out there. Like it or not, those tweets, he puts them out there, and he's very transparent with everything that he does. But he immediately put me at ease when I first met him because he looked me straight in the eye and talked to me like a normal person, and I was like, oh, this is pretty normal. I don't have to be nervous anymore. But I would have liked some heads up from my husband. At the time, he didn't even tell me, and ladies, we know I would have, like, chosen a better outfit. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, out there on the campaign trail, I mean, I get to travel all around this country. I'm always thrilled when I can come back to my home state, but recently have been in Minnesota, which I think we're going to win this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania,
the star, star of the show.
But people out there in this country are just so relieved to finally have somebody that they feel like is standing up and doing the right thing. It's called common sense.
Yummy.
And when my father-in-law saw what was happening to this country, and do you guys remember, maybe you don't, but there was this video that I don't know if it was the Bush or the Obama administration put out, and it was like $500,000 of a shrimp running on an underwater treadmill. Do you remember that?
Whoops.
This is something that I remember my father-in-law being like, what are we doing with our money? Instead, he wants to take taxpayer money and do things like revitalize our military, which we have done under the Trump administration. But people get it. People get that the media isn't reporting him fairly, but they feel every single day what he's done, and they are so excited and so enthusiastic to get out there and vote for Donald Trump and support him. So it's just
boring
Q&A. Time
for the Q&A.
And really meet people every day that I feel like have been positively impacted by the
president. Give us our Q&A.
Let's try to make some sense for people that aren't following the hour by hour, minute by minute, you know, outrage news cycle, this impeachment of what's exactly going on here. I think it's a total outrage. This is a premeditated impeachment.
Nobody cares.
19 minutes after he was sworn in as President of the United States. So imagine, you have to take some time to write an article, you know, at the Washington Post. You have to copy edit it. So before he was even sworn in.
Yeah, they knew they were going to do it then.
They wrote a piece that said the case for impeaching Donald Trump had now begins, which is unbelievable. They did not even give him a chance to enact an agenda or even...
Stream's dead.
Get to the White House. But
there we go. Oh.
this persistent effort by the left and the media to try to destabilize this president, and how you guys are handling it, because it continues to just, you know, go after your family.
Well, I think that we need to realize the fact that, again, I said this a minute ago, but Donald Trump did this job. He, as you guys probably remember, funded his campaign totally by himself. He didn't take any donations until he became the Republican nominee, because he always said, listen, I know what happens. People go to Washington.
Somebody says in chat, Candy Crush notifications.
Help their friends line their pockets.
He's checking his Candy Crush notifications.
The reason that they are fighting him so harshly every single day, and there's nonstop attacks against him, is because Donald Trump is single-handedly draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. And it does not go down without a fight.
That's right.
The old days of turning the other cheek whenever you're not doing your job, and again, you're lining your own pockets and not working for your constituents back home, those days are over under Donald Trump. And they don't like that very much. So that is why there is this concerted effort against him. But you look at things like this impeachment inquiry. Now, Nancy Pelosi, in March of this past year, said, I will not bring impeachment inquiry forward unless it's a bipartisan supported effort. Well, guess what? Not a single Republican voted for impeachment, and two Democrats voted against it. Yet, here we are. They're going forward with the impeachment inquiry. They know that they can't win this. They know that they have to get 2/3 vote in the Senate for it to go forward. But their only goal, Charlie, is to try and damage this president. They want to make him look bad, because that's the only hope they know they have of possibly winning in 2020. The candidates they're proposing are horrific. They're so bad. And so here we are with a very successful president, with people all across the country doing better, and their only attempt, the only thing they can think to do, is try and impeach him. But I don't think that people are falling for it. The testimony today, if anybody could stomach to watch
got
it,
a notification,
I mean,
it sounds
boring,
like.
It'll put you to sleep, which is great if you have...
Yeah, you are putting us to sleep.
Put that on and everybody's knocked out of my house. But if you're an adult human and you want to stay lucid, you can't even watch this garbage because it's so boring. Nothing to talk about. They're trying to manufacture everything, but it shows their desperation, and it shows, I think, exactly why Donald Trump's going to win in 2020.
Well, and you know, many people are saying that. Well, including Rep. Al Green, who said if we do not impeach him,
he
might actually win the election.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. He knew. At least he was honest about it. Everybody, all these other folks on the left are trying to tiptoe around it and make it seem like, well, the president did something bad. He released the transcript of the phone call. I don't know how much more transparent you want him to get. There was no quid pro quo there, yet they're still trying to manufacture something because Al Green knew it.
The Chad endomorph mode.
If we don't do something to try and impeach this president, he's going to take back the White House, and you know what? The swamp's going to get drained even more. Some of us are going to lose our jobs because the American people are finally seeing we're not working for them. The president is calling out left and right all of these career politicians who have done nothing for their cities, for their towns, and the president instead is investing in them. He's
There probably won't even be a Q&A.
All across this country, which if you don't know what those are, he goes into impoverished communities and encourages businesses to start investing in those communities to create
I don't even
jobs.
Think there'll be a Q&A, which is the worst part.
Has done this. No one has ever done this because Donald Trump is a businessman, and he's not looking at this like, I need this, I need to write a book after this to make my millions of dollars. In fact, Charlie, I would say that Donald Trump will probably be one of the only presidents, if not the only president, to leave the White House poorer than he went in. Because we know most of them come out on the other end making a heck of a lot of money, but not Donald Trump. He's actually lost a lot of money to be our president.
Well, not to mention, you have Hunter Biden, the minute his father becomes vice president, he starts to say, how many international business deals can I possibly do? Even though I don't speak the language, I have no understanding of the industry, I've never even been to this country, but sure, I'll sign an $80,000 a month, you know, board position. A month, $80,000 a month. If Eric or Don went to any country, if Eric or Don went to any country and got $8 a month, the media would say, this is the worst thing ever. You guys
if
are so
any of us jaywalked, we would be arrested immediately, and it would be the worst
Charlie
thing
Kirk
that we've ever
Bozo
done.
Mode.
The worst people in the world is actually crazy when you look
yeah,
at
relating,
the
bro.
And
the boomer, once again, he speaks for us.
And folks like the Bidens. I mean, listen, it's hard for me to immediately criticize people because I know what that's like. I know when people jump to conclusions about you. I know whenever with very limited facts people accuse you of things. My husband, for example, when he was 22 years old, started a foundation to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. He wanted to help kids with cancer. When all of his other friends were busy partying, my husband Eric said, you know what, I've been very fortunate in life and I want to give back. So he raised $20 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is amazing, with one of the lowest expense ratios in the entire country. And so what happened after his dad was elected president? The leftist media said, you know what, we got to go after Donald Trump. So what better way to go after Donald Trump than to attack his son's charity foundation? So they attacked my husband and his foundation, claiming that if he continued, that people would only give him money to gain political access to his dad. So Eric and I had to close down our charity. And unfortunately, that's millions of dollars that Cancer Research for Children is not receiving anymore. But you look at the double standard. So we have an example of that. And then you look at Hunter Biden, and it's very questionable about what was going on. You know, the Trump family, as soon as Donald Trump got elected president, said we will not do any more international business deals because we don't even want there to be the appearance of any impropriety. We don't ever want people to say we did anything wrong. We're doing things by the book. We won't take any new international deals. Versus Hunter Biden, who got into international business
bored.
When his dad became vice president. It looks a little fishy. I'm not going to lie to you, Charlie.
Well, and again, if Don and Eric did even 1/10 of 1/100 of that, I mean, Don took one unsolicited meeting for 20 minutes, and they said this is meaning to, you know, this is treason.
$30 million later, and that's what we had to do.
What's all that yelling in the background?
So you mentioned the opportunity zones, which I want to kind of zero in on. This was part of the tax cut, which is so widely misrepresented as a very effective piece.
You hear that?
It is the largest middle class tax cut in American history, and that has also resulted in young people being able to pay less taxes, and in particular, the repealing of the individual mandate, which people under the age of 30 should be celebrating that the government is no longer going to penalize and fine you if you don't want to go buy health insurance, which is a tax cut for students and tax cut for college kids and for young workers in particular. Not to mention it was the largest middle-class tax cut where the average middle-class family saw $2,000 more going into their pocket. That's over 80 million people.
But not if you ask the left, Charlie, because they claim that that was nonsense, that only the people at the top got the tax cuts. Meanwhile, we know that the truth was, as you're saying, around $2,000 per family, per household.
And it opened up ANWR, which is something that many people are talking about. This is another huge accomplishment. President most for, which is his decisive stand to end our endless wars overseas. I think both parties have failed to actually criticize the foreign occupation of overseas. And, and you know, the president deserves great credit for also making America energy independent, which relates directly into that.
We are the largest energy producer in the entire world, the United States of America. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Thanks for being here. Ending the war on coal and natural gas. And this is a huge thing because we no longer now have to be dependent on countries halfway across the world that hate our guts so that we can now supply American energy. This is also really big for middle-class families because now you're seeing utility rates finally go down. You're seeing the average utility rate. You think about utilities, that's actually a tax on middle-income and lower-income workers. Some of them, a higher income bracket, they don't even think about
it. It's an energy vacuum, energy vampire.
Energy renaissance that is happening in America. But if you talk to the left, they say that they want to end the
left.
In America that's happening. That
but if you talk to the left,
that is finally bringing down
prices. You are gay.
We are now exporting oil for the first time in our country's history.
Blanky mode? Yo, give me that blanket. What that blanket do?
Ayo.
What that blanket do?
For such a long time. There's been so many accomplishments.
Yo, blanket check?
That don't get covered by the media. This is one of them.
Yeah.
And the VA Accountability Act, did you know that you were not allowed to fire bad employees of the VA? Now, when I say bad, I mean, there were sadists working for the VA that they couldn't fire. President Trump gets this passed on a bipartisan basis, signs it into law. 500 of individuals that had no business working for the Veterans Administration got fired. We now have shorter wait times. We have more veterans receiving care. And approval rating for people in the Veterans Administration, it's gone up. And guess what? There's even more work to do. And another thing that is just a pragmatic problem-solving measure is the Right to Try Act, which for some people, you want to talk about that because it's such a huge accomplishment.
Well, the reality
is... How is this culture war? This is not a culture war. It just sucks. Just a boring, partisan event. Just regurgitating talking points USA. Talking points US gay. Turning boat USS Liberty.
Someone's life if they were allowed to try and use them. These are people with death sentences who otherwise would not have any other option other than to really die, because what choice do they have? This president said, you know what, if there's a drug out there that they're working on or some sort of a procedure that could help somebody, let them give it a shot. It's a right to try, and it has saved many, many people's lives. I forget the woman's name, but there was a great woman that I saw all the time on Fox who just, I mean, she literally says, this president saved my life because he gave me the option to try a drug that was in trials and that had not been 100% approved, and it saved my life, and I'm here today because of him. But again, it's common sense, Charlie. That's what all of this is about. This president operates and functions on common sense and things that we all, for so long, I think, wondered why nobody was doing, why nobody was talking about them.
So, you remember being back at North Carolina State as a college student, and you had a very successful career leading up to this now newfound career. What are just some of the lessons now being on basically every cable television show you could possibly imagine growing up in North Carolina, so relating to a lot of the students in this room, and people that might want to have careers in politics or they're not really sure they want to go. Just what is some experience, some takeaways, or some advice that you have for some of the young people in this room that might want to pursue a similar path?
Well, I'll tell you, when I graduated from NC State, it was
not a great job. No one cares.
I became very frustrated because I said, you know what?
Boring. Does anybody remember in WWE when they would do that? Boring.
I majored in something that I'm interested in, and yet there were no jobs out there.
This is boring.
The good news for everyone in this room is that thanks to the Trump economy and the job market out there, this president created 7 million new jobs. And you all can get jobs, so that's great news, number one. But I'll say that I would never have ended up where I am. I never would have left Wilmington and moved to New York knowing no one in New York City. And I literally, guys, I drove to New York by myself. I cried the whole way.
Wow.
I had never met my roommates in person. I found them on Craigslist. I mean, it's a miracle that I'm still alive, quite frankly. Hadn't seen them in person, only saw an ad. But it was a risk. And I do think that there is something to, especially when you're young, if there's something that you feel you want to do, you got to take a risk sometimes. And if you don't do that, you never know what could have been. And I think ultimately, I have always felt like I will never regret the things I tried to do.
Wow.
Even if I was unsuccessful.
Is that how you feel?
I will always regret the things that I didn't try to do.
Wow.
So, I mean, the best advice I think I've
Oh my gosh.
Is
wow. Is that true?
Take a risk. Now's the time to
Wow.
do it. Wow.
Now's the time. Now's the time. Yo, now's the time.
Now. It's the time to do it.
Do it now. She's signaling.
It's really
She's signaling to me.
I think has helped me, and I would encourage everybody to do that.
So I got a fun question for you. What is your favorite or funniest Donald Trump story?
Oh, my gosh.
Favorite or funniest?
There are so many. Well, I'll tell you, when I first met him, so that the day, it was the U.S. Open. So my husband, I'd only been dating for like 2 months at the time, said, do you want to go to the U.S. Open with me, which is in Queens in New York? And so I got on, again, what I thought was an appropriate like tennis outfit. And sure enough, I thought we were just going to go like sit in the stands, because by the way, that's what I was used to. Never had been in like a box type seat situation in my life. So of course we go up to the box, and I'm like, oh, this is very fancy. And we walk in, and there are Donald and Melania.
Oh my gosh!
Not right.
Oh my gosh!
They did not even tell me that they would be here.
Donald.
And so one.
That's so crazy.
Talking to my father-in-law, he literally
what a
just
crazy
kind of
story.
Abruptly stopped me in the middle of whatever we're talking about, and he goes, "Wait, would you like an ice cream? I'm gonna get an ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?" Well, we all know that.
Two scoops.
How many terms? Two terms.
She got it. She got it.
She got it. Because it drives the media crazy. I say I'm going to take 3 terms in office. But he literally asked me if I wanted an ice cream, and I thought, God, that is such a normal thing to do, that immediately I was like, oh, okay, well, this guy's cool. Like, we can hang out if he can get down on ice cream and be like, we're good. So, I mean, that's the story that I always remember. That was my first time meeting him. And it's the one thing that I felt like, in some weird way, humanized him to me, because I'd only seen him, like, on The Apprentice and stuff, so... That's maybe my best.
Sure. So what's one thing that you just see that is said about him that drives you the most, just let's just say frustrated?
Oh my God, how long do we have here? There's so many misconceptions about this president. The reality is you don't do what he has done. You don't put yourself out there every day for the constant, every second of every day attacks that he's received. If you're not doing it because you love this country, there's no other reason that Donald Trump is in the White House and working hard for the American people every day. By the way, he has accomplished so much in less than 3 years in office, despite the constant attacks. Think about, by the way, if everybody worked together, if Congress all worked together with the president, think about what we could have accomplished. He's accomplished so much already.
Think about it.
But it just drives me crazy when people try to misconstrue the reason that he ran for president.
I had a bad day.
And I said it a million times, but he didn't need to do this. He's doing it because I really think he knew he was one of the last hopes we had in this country. If not for Donald Trump, I mean, think where we could be. He really saved this country.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
It's true.
How hard it is to be a young conservative on campus, especially those that, you know, wear MAGA hats and get assaulted by 20 different socialists out there. And just, I want you to imagine something. You know, this young man who's just such a patriot gets targeted by 20 socialists, and some media did cover it. I want you to imagine if 20 people wearing MAGA hats targeted somebody because of their viewpoints. We would have every major news network covering this entire campus. It would be shut down. They would have people arrested. Has anyone been arrested yet? No one has been arrested yet.
Was that you? Can we give this guy a round of applause?
Wow.
You're amazing. Thank you.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, this is what I say to people all the time out there. You know, people always ask me, you know, well, how do you think the president's going to do in 2020? No, it doesn't seem like, I can't tell what the support is. People are scared to get out there and outwardly support this president because of stuff like that. The support out there is it's unimaginable, guys. So many people. I live in Manhattan. I live in one of the most liberal cities in the entire country. And every day, I was telling Charlie backstage, I'm at a crosswalk and people are like, keep it up. But they whisper it and they're like really kind of like under the radar about it because nobody wants to be targeted like that. It's not right. It's incredible that we are living in a time where there are people that are trying to take
okay.
What happened?
Not really entertaining.
What happened to free speech? What happened to free expression? But this is why it's so important, why this election coming up is so important. In 2016, it was between a businessman and a really bad candidate who could not be our first female president.
She was uniquely unqualified.
She was, yeah. Bless her heart.
You did good, sir.
This boomer's not even, it's even on our team.
But this time around, it's different. This time around, it's about socialism versus capitalism.
Yeah, you're damn right it's different.
Literally changing the fabric of our country away from what the founders envisioned, away from what America has meant for hundreds of years.
But not in the way you think. But not in the way you think.
To everybody out there,
it is different. It is about the founders. It's different than it was in 16. And it's between multiracialism and nationalism.
You guys are making it feel okay for more people to talk about supporting this president because there are so many people out there. It's called the silent majority for a reason, right?
Yeah, the Groypers. The Groypers.
Come on up here, Rachel. Come on up here. Because if the left is going to bully our own, we are going to say that's not going to happen on this campus. That's not going to happen. Get up here. So, I'm butchering the story. Tell us exactly, by the way, thanks to your Chris. Tell the audience exactly what happened.
Well, it was Monday, but you're good.
So, it's all blends together.
What's wrong with this guy?
So Monday evening, but we, the TVUSA chapter out here, we were painting advertising for this event for the in the tunnels, the Free Expression Tunnel.
Isn't that ironic?
Exactly.
How ironic.
And we were painting our advertisements and things were going as planned. And at about 11:30, we had met at 9 o'clock.
Everybody in chat is going, we, duh.
And everybody said that thugs was a racist term. Whatever. I mean, y'all can get over it.
What is happening?
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Based.
As I call them, socialist thugs, showed up completely unannounced, uninvited, the whole nine yards, and they came with more spray paint than you can find in a whole Walmart.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of spray. What are we even doing here? What are we even doing here? The boomer whistles. Wow. That's more than in a Walmart? That's so much.
Some of us went down.
What is there even to say? What even is there to say at this point?
And some of us,
you guys are cringe and gay, and you're literally hiding from us. What? Oh, you win. You didn't stream your event. We have to watch this boomer. You shut down the Q&A.
Fuck his jacket up.
See, the only winter jacket I have, I'm sold out here. But I got covered in spray paint. I got spray paint in my eye. Had to take an anti-Semitic. He had to aid me and clean out my eye real thoroughly. I was washing it out the entire night. Stopped burning at about noon yesterday.
Wow.
Aside from that,
I was bullied. I was bullied by liberals. Beat me up. Somebody in chat says this is terrible optics. Some liberal beat the shit out of me. I did nothing.
Absolutely. But they had the audacity.
Poor little guy.
We'll talk to you in a sec. Thanks for being here.
What's your name, Jake?
Jack,
thank you. Can we get around?
I love how the only... Where's the yelling? Where's the heckling?
So, anyway, I know that, you know, we'll get to Q&A in a second, which I know a lot of people are fired up about.
Q&A in a second, fellas.
Very foreboding, cheering for the Q&A.
Don't worry, I'm staying for Q&A, guys. Don't worry.
Epic.
What are kind of your messages that means we win. Audience out here, things that we weren't able to cover and just kind of
ominous applause. We'll get to the Q&A. Cheering. Ominous cheering.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you guys. I mean, it is incredible to see such great support for a president from a young audience like this, because the media out there makes it very hard to be a Trump supporter, no matter who you are. And as a woman, I always get asked about women, it's across the board, but you guys are the next generation. I mean, you are who will control this country one day.
Yes, and you're right. Groypers will control the country one day.
Really speaking your mind and your heart.
We are the next generation.
Outwardly expressing that. It means so much, and you guys don't understand. You are probably changing
the
people's
fire
minds,
rises.
Encouraging people every single day. So truly, on behalf of our whole family, on behalf of the president and our campaign, thank you guys for doing that, because it really, really is incredible, and it does take a lot of courage to do it.
You're right. Woo! You're right. We are courageous. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Friend and Don, and I know that you guys work very hard and you get very little credit for that. And you have two little ones now, right?
Two kids, a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old.
Well,
I didn't even know how this happened.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Luke
and Carolina, named after North Carolina.
Yay!
Friends were like, you didn't name her after UNC, did you? And I was like, are you serious? Come on, you know I'm Wolfpack for life, guys.
What in the world?
Y'all are allowed to stay for this.
We have a Duke, do we have any Duke people?
Oh my god.
I have to say, I have a unique hatred for Duke basketball. I'm sorry.
Charlie.
I don't know what it is.
Sports.
It's just, I
hate Duke. I hate the basketball team.
Wall, but,
I just want to say before I get raped that I hate Duke.
I just want to say before I'm gang raped, I hate Duke.
I just have to say, I've heard the President of the United States talk about, you know, Lauren, how, you know, you go on TV and not just...
You're about to get griped, bro.
You go on the tough ones, you defend what is right, and you defend the truth. And, you know, you go on CBS and ABC, and you talk to, you know, all the media.
Somebody's got to talk sense into these people, you know what I mean?
And that takes so much courage and conviction. The last thing I will ask, because I know you got to catch a flight, is the misconception is that women do not support Donald Trump. Talk about this. Women empowerment.
Oh, my gosh.
I see a lot
of this.
I just think it's so crazy that there is a notion out there that anyone should vote based on their gender.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The question I got asked was, as a woman,
Chad Boomer,
I'm excited to see the first woman president. And I was always like, yeah, I'm more excited to vote for the right person for the job and somebody I know can make the changes. And let's be honest, we didn't want it to be Hillary Clinton, right? But I think across the board, listen, this president has been amazing for women. And something that people don't know about Donald Trump is when he was a businessman, the only color Donald Trump has ever seen is green. He cared always about the bottom line.
And
red, white, and blue. But as a businessman, I'm saying, so he always wanted the right person for the job. A woman was the head of his biggest construction project in New York City, which nobody ever knows, by the way. Trump Tower. Has anybody heard of that? Yeah.
What's that?
Boomer. Chad Boomer. What's that?
He had this amazing ability his whole life to see things in people that they don't even see in themselves. So some of the top executives at the Trump Organization still to this day started out as doormen, as security guards, as drivers. And he said, you know what? I think you would be good at X, Y, and Z. And he gave him a shot and they rose through the ranks.
What's that?
He had that across the board. But my point is, he's never cared what you look like, what gender you are. He wants everybody to win. So across the board in this country, he's done great things, but especially for women. Things like doubling the child tax credit, which was a huge thing, which I know probably most of you guys in here don't have kids.
It
but that
never
was a
ends.
Big deal for families and for
it just goes
women
on and on and on. Who even is Laura Trump? What's up?
People always ask me, Charlie,
whose wife is she?
Why do women vote for Donald Trump? Well, don't we all want to be prosperous? Don't we all want the American dream? Men and women want it the same, and this president has enabled us to do that. So we have the campaign. We have something called Women for Trump. If you're interested in joining us, thank you. It's our coalition we started. We launched back in the summer, and we are encouraging women all across this country to get involved with the campaign and talk to their friends and neighbors and colleagues about why they support this president. So if you're interested, you can go to donaldjtrump.com and you can click on a link there to get to Women for Trump.
So she's married to Eric. She's Eric's wife.
The thing that people always miss is that they said in 2016 that women wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, and they did. And they're going to be even bigger in 2020 because we're not dumb ladies. We know a good thing when we got it, and we want to keep it going, right?
Laura, you are amazing.
You go, girl.
Thank you for coming back to your alma mater.
All right, thank you.
Go Pack.
All right, now let's have some fun, right? Okay, so we're going to form some lines somewhere, lines around. So here's the thing, you guys got questions coming up. You want to come up? Thank you for being here. Give it up for people being here that might disagree. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
If you're a conservative, don't boo. If you're a liberal, don't boo. Just be respectful of people's
opinions. Don't boo me. Please don't boo me.
We got two different lines going here. Let's start right here.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's a notebook. Thanks for being here. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie, for taking my question. A great number of concerned young men and women have come out on your culture tour, many of whom voted for Trump, many of whom are Christian, and they have asked pointed and valid questions about your organization's stance on
fix the audio
issues and about the future of our country and culture.
Fucking boomer, man.
University of Florida, chapter of Turning Point USA released a statement following your appearance that called America First attendees evil. I'm a loyal husband, a father of two children, a Christian, and I'm a hard-working America First conservative.
Yes!
If you do not think I'm... Do you think that I am evil? Do you think that the thousands of young Americans who watch and support Nick Fuentes are evil?
Yes! Yes!
Identity Europa.
Oh, there. This is the trick. This is what they're doing.
Are you familiar with that group?
That wasn't my question.
No, it was statement. Are you familiar with Identity Europa? Are you familiar with that group?
Are you going to answer my question?
No, I'm asking a yes or no question.
Yes. Rise, Groypers. Don't let him do this. Don't let him play this game.
Identity Europa.
Europa.
Neo-Nazi.
Whoa.
White nationalist organization.
Boo him. Yes, boo him. Yes, shut up. Look at this liar. Look at this deceiver.
Their goal is to take over the United States government under the idea of white supremacy.
Identity Europa doesn't even exist anymore.
To answer your question, if you are here under America First policies and making America great again,
what a dishonest hack.
However, there have been individuals that have come to our events, such as Patrick Casey,
who
was American identity movement, that advocates for the neo-Nazi takeover of our government.
Wow.
Do you denounce identity?
Wow.
Allow the microphone to come back.
Terrible.
Allow
this guy is such a dishonest, scum-sucking loser.
The question was,
do you denounce Identity Europa?
He's a questioner. He's a father. Charlie Kirk is a public figure.
Neither of those individuals are evil.
Thank you.
Do you denounce Identity Europa?
America first!
Do you denounce Identity Europa?
Europa. Europa. Yes. Shut up. Shut up.
Why will you not denounce Identity Europa, that clownish...
Yevropa. Yevropa.
Why are you failing to denounce this organization?
Hold up.
All you have to say is I denounce
Boomer.
I have no idea who that is. You just described my question.
I actually did. I just described Identity Europa.
Yevropa.
Does anyone support Identity Europa
here? Yevropa.
Okay, you support Identity Europa? Come to the front of the line. I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, here we go. Plant moments. So this is their big counterplay. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how this goes. Let's see how it plays out.
What?
Okay. So now we know. Ah, there it is. The cringe plant.
So what great things like planning the Charlottesville rally?
They didn't plan that.
Okay, who did?
I can't remember his name. He's actually irrelevant now. But no, Identity Europa did not plan that. They had people.
It was Jason Kessler who planned the Charlottesville rally.
Identity Europa is a widely recognized white supremacist neo-Nazi organization by rational common sense individuals. So allow me to ask a question. Can I ask a question for you? Are you worried America's becoming less white?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want to be a minority in my own country.
I see what's happening. I want to ask the question.
Good answer.
The Overton window is moving.
Is it an idea?
I don't know.
A shared history? Or is it a skin color?
Go back to the original founding fathers, the Immigration Act of, I believe it was...
What does it mean to be an American? Is it a skin color or something else?
So there's the current idea of what it means according to, you know, the Hartzeller Immigration Act and, you know, all this bullshit that you guys spew. But if you go back to the original founding fathers...
No good. This is no good. This guy is a disaster.
For white men of good stock.
So can you show me...
This guy is a plant. This guy's totally cringe.
Show me where in the United States Constitution it says that.
It wasn't in the Constitution.
It wasn't in the Constitution because they didn't believe it.
It is in the Constitution. It's in the preamble of the Constitution. It says, for our posterity. What do you think that means? It's in the Federalist Papers.
Let me ask you another question, sir. What does the phrase, sir? Sir. What does the phrase e pluribus unum mean? What does the phrase e pluribus unum mean?
Why is that relevant?
Because it was on every founding document and presidential seal from our founding, which means...
That's not... No. That's not what e pluribus unum means. It doesn't mean out of every third world country. It means out of 13 colonies.
No place in the conservative movement, my friend.
Terrible. Terrible.
Anyone else support Identity
Europa?
Europa. No, got that over with.
So the plan ruined it. Obvious setup.
Because they're out there. We'll go to this side. Howdy, Mr.
Kirk. Mr. Kirk, throughout the Tories mentioning unemployment numbers, as Trump's economic policy has benefited and resulted in the lowest black unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, my question is, considering the Republican Party voters are 90% white, why have you not addressed white unemployment as a way to shore up the voter base?
We have another griper.
2020 in states like Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and hopefully Minnesota.
So let me ask you a question. So your premise is that Donald Trump's base is white. Is that correct?
Yes, 90% of the Republican voters are white.
So let me ask
Look at this insane guy.
Why is it that 3 out of 5 of the whitest states in America voted for Hillary Clinton?
3 out of 5 whites.
Yes, sir. New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. So the whitest.
New Hampshire was won by Donald Trump.
Facts right first. Number two.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire, but Donald Trump even acknowledges that they stole New Hampshire. They cheated in that election. I worked in New Hampshire. I knew the people there. We lost by a very small margin, but they cheated us out in the north of the state.
So your premise is that Donald Trump's base is white. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that white voters have a predisposition towards voting for Republican or conservative values?
Yes.
But why are the whitest states voting Democrat then?
Because Hillary Clinton did not address the issues of the white working class.
But they voted for her.
This guy's just an idiot. This bozo.
Up in front of your face. Because the whitest states in America didn't even vote for Donald Trump. And they elected Democrats in 2018. I don't believe demographics are destiny. I believe any individual can believe anything. And I'm not a cynic that all of a sudden thinks that, well, we have to now just say that we have to go through the whitest. Wait a second. Your own point doesn't make sense.
Not prepared. Wasn't prepared.
Voting for Democrats. And until you have a response to that, your point does not make a lot of sense. I'll allow you to finish your point.
It's totally wrong.
My point is, when you're addressing unemployment numbers, why are we not even mentioned? Our vote does matter.
Well, of course it does.
Why are we not being acknowledged as a voting bloc?
Well, what is the white unemployment rate?
The white unemployment rate right now is 3.1%.
Okay, thanks.
But you did not address that, and I wish you would, because it would be a great way to shore up American working class voters who happen to be white. If you want to take Minnesota, that is a brass ring that you just need to grab, and you will win that state. All I'm asking for is acknowledgement that we're not bad
people. So, I'm going to go back. Jeez, of course not bad people. I've never said anything of the sort. Don't get me. So I do have a question, though. So you believe that white people are more likely to vote Republicans. Your basic premise is what you did say.
If you acknowledge that they are a contributing factor to this country, yes, they will, because they have a voting, they have a political party that acknowledges that their vote matters.
So I'm going to repeat my question, though. Why is it that these states continually vote for Democrats, then? States that Donald Trump heavily campaigned in.
Yeah, she's right.
I thought you said white people are more likely to vote for Republicans. You can't have it both ways. So if your argument was actually made any sense whatsoever, all these states would have voted for Donald Trump. When in reality,
that's not true, though.
That look
look at the states that voted for Donald Trump. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, the Midwest. Three states voted for Hillary Clinton. And they're all states that nearly we won anyway.
Thank you very much for coming.
That guy was a disaster. He just wasn't prepared. First guy was a plant. That guy wasn't prepared.
Hey, Mr. Kirk. Thanks for coming out tonight. I got a question for you real quick. Up until about 5 years ago when gay marriage was legalized nationwide, the conservative movement has been explicitly pro-traditional family. Now, both you and your organization advocate for the acceptance of anti-Christian, immoral lifestyles like homosexuality and transsexuality, going as far as invite drag queens like Lady MAGA to your events. It seems to me and anyone who's paying attention that conservatives just believe whatever liberals believed 5 years ago. Right now, there is a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and... Oh, excuse me. Don't show
Bruh, this guy's a disaster.
Yeah, you gotta like push double tap.
North Carolina is just, they're off the map, man. These people gotta be wiped off the map. Sheesh.
And rebranded pedophiles as minor attractive persons. 5 years from now, will you be promoting child drag queen shows? Will child abuse become part of the conservative platform?
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one. First of all, I've never invited a drag queen to come to any Turning Point USA event. I was at Politicon, and an individual by the name of Lady Naga came up, and I said, I took a picture, and she walked away. Secondly, let me ask you a question. Are you a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
So are you a proud Trump supporter?
Of course.
So are you sickened that he had a gay man speak at his convention?
Yes.
Then you're not a Trump supporter, my friend. Let me ask you another question. Should he return the money of Peter Thiel, an openly gay man who supports his campaign? Yes.
No, it helps him strategically.
Okay. Sure. Should he stop talking to Tammy Bruce, who's an open lesbian that's a Fox News contributor?
If it's affecting his ideas, then probably, yeah.
Okay, so you say you're a Trump supporter, yet you have all these issues and these disagreements with him. Let me be very clear about my position. My personal position. I'm a Christian first and foremost, then an American, then a constitutionalist. Then a
this is brutal.
In that order. I believe marriage.
This is brutal to watch. These people that showed up tonight, they did not prepare.
In the greatest book ever to exist in the history of the world, the Holy Bible.
Terrible way to end this tour. What a disaster. Very sad to see.
In the sort of rhetoric that some people engage in, that all of a sudden that they say there's no place for gay people in the conservative movement. I do not believe that. And let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question then?
What do you conserve?
The American family, liberty, freedom, the Constitution, our history, veterans. That's what we're conserving.
They're not conserving any of that. How are they conserving the American family?
Let me ask you a question. What if you had your way, what would you do with gay people in America?
Oh, here we go.
What would I do with them?
Yeah, because they're not allowed in the conservative movement, so would you just kick them out anytime they show up at a Republican party? If you were in charge, like, what would you say? You can't be part of the Republican Party.
If somebody is advocating for being openly homosexual, yeah, they should not be part of the conservative movement.
So I just want to go through the list. Guy Benson, no place in the conservative movement.
Yeah.
Dave Rubin, no place in the conservative movement. Peter Thiel, no place in the conservative movement. So that just to go down the list. I'm going to ask a very respectful question, as respectfully as I can. What does what they do in their private life concern you so much that you have to go up and kind of a crowd?
And it is against God.
So let me ask you a question.
Christian or not?
Do we live in a theocracy, yes or no? No, that's what, do we live in a theocracy?
You said you're a Christian.
I am a Christian. And do you know what? And guess what? I will say this. Part of being a Christian is appropriately interpreting what the theological says for the individual, but also means to be long-suffering and patient and loving and kind.
And supporting Jesus homosexuality.
Jesus Christ went and did ministry to Judea and Samaria, and he had dinner with tax collectors, and he had dinner with prostitutes.
They were repentant. They were repentant. Wow, to be open-minded. To be Christian is to be open-minded.
Communicating or associating just because they make different personal decisions than you, then you, sir, are not a conservative. Thanks for being here tonight.
Hey, Charlie, seems like everyone's having a good time tonight.
Yeah.
So, as a veteran of the armed forces, I would like to...
Okay, hopefully he's a Groiper with the veteran question. Standing ovation, he better be a Groiper.
I would like to ask a question on the behalf of forgotten veterans. At a particular event, you called the accounts of U.S. servicemen who survived a brutal naval attack as nothing more than a conspiracy theory.
Yes!
34.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Americans died. Do you maintain that the survivors of the USS Liberty were lying when they claimed they were deliberately attacked and murdered by the state of Israel?
Well, I don't know if I love this, but it was good that they gave him a standing ovation. He's a veteran, and he asked this.
I would say that to believe that Israel did it intentionally, yes, that is a conspiracy theory, but it was a tragedy.
Hey, I would like to respond.
That's our microphone. To use a phrase from a very important, very good old person that we shall appreciate, we're paying for this microphone, so stop acting like that, okay?
Second, wow.
I thought you supported free speech and dialogue.
Of course, that's why you literally just asked a question.
Wow, belittling a veteran like this.
I said half a sentence. It was a tragedy. Israel apologized for it. They paid restitution for it. It should never happen again, and it's inexcusable.
Do you believe it was deliberate or not? That's the question.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes or no? It's easy. Yes or no?
This guy's off the group. This guy's off the group.
I don't believe it was deliberate. Let me ask you a question, then. Why would Israel do that 2 days before winning the war when they were already had all the enemy forces advanced back? What would their motivation be? Why do you think Israel would do that? Why would Israel do
this
something?
This guy didn't prepare.
You want me to put myself into the mind of the Israeli prime minister?
Is
that what you want me to do?
What's your best guess? Why would Israel do that?
They wanted to cover up. I don't know. They wanted to
cover up. Oh, come on. Get this guy the fuck out of here.
Oh, boy.
He answered that. This guy's terrible.
So I answered as many genders there are. Thanks for coming.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. These people are a joke. Yeah, okay, clown. Get out of line.
First off, I'd like to say that I'm not a Europa weenie. I think Wig Nation is cringe.
Oh, dude. What the fuck, man?
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Well, yeah, it is. Okay, let's talk about culture and values, like you said, and let's leave race entirely out of this, all right? So North Carolina had to deal with something after the Civil War called carpetbaggers, right? They were brutal. In order to
Groypers, yeah, might be our first defeat, I have to say.
Came secondary, even in their own homelands. Why is it that Turning Point USA fails to address this as a political tactic being used on an international scale? We saw Virginia turn blue, we're seeing Florida turn blue, and even with the RAISE Act by Senator Tom Cotton,
which I do support,
which is good, but it'll only keep North Carolina from turning blue by 2030 instead of 2028. It only decreases it by 50% in a state where we're getting bitten on the agricultural industry, and here in Research Triangle Park, high-skill or low-skill immigrants, both of them are coming in and displacing our culture and outvoting us in the same way that has been used for us as a political tactic for the past 200 years. It's not a question of emotional apathy or whether we hate somebody else. It's something that's been used as a tactic, and when will Turning Point address it as a tactic?
Okay, well, let me say this.
That was a good question. That's a smart Groyper. Now, that's a smart Groyper.
Making English the official language of the United States. Ending the salary. Well, of course it should have been, but that's why I support it. So we agree on that. Ending chain migration. And, of course, building the wall. And we can't forget the wall. The wall's very important. And so, look, the New York Times and the Washington Post have said that mass immigration contributed to flipping Virginia blue. And so the New York Times and the Washington Post have contributed to that. And look, the other point that I will say with this is, I think you are more cynical than I am. I am skeptical, not a cynic. So I will say this, that I do believe that the Republican Party and the conservative movement have done a less than, let's just say, average job, a below average job, of reaching out to communities
pandering to minorities.
Sometimes have not traditionally supported conservative.
We haven't pandered enough to minorities.
Like the black community. And I want to say I love the blacks at shirts by our friend Candace Owens, the great Candace Owens, right? And I think where you and I can find agreement is that the black community in particular has been ignored for far too long.
Oh, they have not been ignored. They have not been. Are you kidding me? It's the opposite.
If we talk about putting America first, boy, that means focusing more on the black community than
what?
People that are illegally entering and crossing into our country. Thank you so much for being here.
Didn't want to have a conversation with that guy.
About the safety of hundreds of Latinx children on U.S. soil due to their parents and their immigration status.
Okay, I'm sorry, slow down. Sorry.
Okay, so we got now we got this guy. Not a Groyper.
What do you have to say about the safety of hundreds of Latinx children on U.S. soil due to the parents and their immigration status?
So it's not a hyper-specific question. I'm guessing you're asking about the individuals that are here illegally because their parents came.
Blackpilled again. Somebody on the timeline.
So the parents that got deported back to Mexico or whatever their respective country.
Got it. Okay.
Where's
the kids should be deported with them back to their home country. So safely deport them back to their home country.
Those who are dying right now, as we speak,
give them medical care and then safely deport them back.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
So I think one of the best ways to sum up why Donald Trump is such a hero to all of us Americans was the speech where he said, from this day forward, it's going to be America first. And he followed up by saying that the American people...
I think I can see where this is going.
People, not ideas, Charlie.
Yes, so, yes!
The senior response to that rhetoric from Trump was people slurring him and defaming him as a white supremacist, a racist, a xenophobe, anti-Semitic, and even a misogynist, all right? So these are all words that are used to deplatform and deperson people in this current age.
Okay.
Words that you used, you called... Some of the supporters of America First yesterday at Florida, you called them evil and you called them white identitarians.
No, I clarified that. Like that guy that voluntarily came in front of the line, like that's white identitarianism and that has no place in our country. So let me just be perfectly clear.
Good. I'm glad.
Do you agree with that? Like, do you denounce, identify Europa?
Identify Europa.
I don't know why you want
neo-Nazism and a takeover of the United States
by
a
white ethnostate.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you support a white ethnostate?
No.
Okay, then, good, fine. Continue your question.
Look at this, such an asshole.
So, when are you going to stop strawmanning and dodging our questions and actually engage America First ideas? When are you going to actually stand for free speech and debate Nicholas J. Fuentes?
So I have a question.
Okay, that was, okay.
I have a question for you. The fact I just gave you the question, that Mike, doesn't that show that my commitment to free speech? So...
Nobody cheers.
So everyone can ask any question that they want here, and thanks for being here tonight. I appreciate it. So.
Wow. That was terrible, man. He might snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Stating about the opposed assault that happened to Mr. Bishop.
Opposed? Oh, come on. She's not even a groiper. My fungal. She's not a groiper. Boomers with us. So tedious.
Guys?
Come on stage and then repeat these false facts without guaranteeing them. There are many news sources that have different facts, and you have come on and you said the one that fits your view.
So how do you know their facts? Were you there?
I was not there.
And how do you know it? Just
get her out of here. She's not even one of us. North Carolina not sending their best. That last guy was pretty good. The guy before him was pretty good. Off to a rough start, but those last two guys were not bad.
Checkmate, bigot.
Checkmate, bigot.
I mean, do you want to defend yourself? He took a shower, everybody, okay? He took a shower. I mean...
If there was spray paint, it would be on your... I'm not asking...
Oh, stop it already.
If it's a face, spray paint sprays in a splatter. So the fact that you're saying that you were attacked is not... It's on the back. On the back.
She's a truther.
On the back.
She's a spray paint truther.
Yes, and that goes to show that what you're saying has been false. And you started out...
She can't really be this dumb. She's got to be...
You
can't really be the stone.
So do you know what you and I both have in common?
Nothing.
No, I found one thing. We were both not there. So let's take the witness account of people that were actually there.
Oh, God, she's wasting so much time.
Yeah, Boomer's right. Boomer's got it.
Both could be correct. You realize that. So here's my suggestion. Hold on a second. I want to make sure... I do want to get more questions. Guys, hold on. Wait a second. So,
So if there were 12 people spray painting and putting them in the face, that's okay. But if there were 16 people,
there
that's not okay.
There were 12 people in the
tunnel. Enough already. Can't you see there's a culture war going on here?
Who were spray painting on the wall,
get her out of here. Enough.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
All right.
I wasn't there. You weren't there, so obviously we both don't know. So.
Yeah, get her out. Take her coat. Oh, get her out. Get her out. She's ruining it. And this girl's a plant.
I'm sorry. The 600 protesters?
Yeah, so it's 600 protesters outside, and this is clearly like a very polarized, like divisive time in our nation. What would you say to those people if you could have a civilized conversation?
Oh, shut up, dumb femoid.
What would you want to discuss with them?
Well, please come to the line and ask a question, because that's what's happening here tonight. So I wish they would have done that. Thank you.
I think we would all agree that there's been a dramatic shift in America. There's many, many now that are advocating for socialism. So we are one election away from electing a Democrat that would dramatically shift our nation to that bankrupt philosophical political system. So we believe, I think we all believe in here that Donald Trump will win 2020, but is the Republican Party, I was hoping to ask Laura, are we looking ahead to 2024, and who will be the advocate for that will be a Donald Trump that's going to win America like
what?
Donald Trump has done?
Oh my gosh, this guy's horrible.
I don't know how to answer that question except that we're in the battle of ideas. Early on, is whether a country starts to embrace socialism.
What a dumbass idiot.
A very troubling direction. And I'll tell you that the more people that we can get to
dumb, stupid idiot. What even was that? Socialism. That guy can eat shit and die.
It's catastrophic to the human spirit. It's been tried 100 times over the last 100 years, resulting in 100 failures on every continent and every civilization and every country. And you notice that people
in every country
voluntarily flee the United States to go to Cuba, but they're fleeing Cuba to come to the United States.
That talking point is 60 years old. Seriously.
North. It was going north to America, not south to Venezuela. Socialism runs directly contrary to the human spirit of freedom and of liberty, and these are the things that we have to do everything we can to educate the next generation around. So thank you very much.
What a fucking bonehead. All right, let's end it strong, please.
Hi, Charlie. Appreciate you taking my question. I'd like to say that my name is Riley, and I'm from the great state or Commonwealth of Virginia.
Welcome.
Thank you. As you know, Virginia and many other states like Texas, and we've seen California already, are turning more Democratic, as we know. And there may not be another Republican elected in the next 50 to 100 years in any major election. So my question to you is, why should we, as traditional campus conservatives, vote for someone like you who we think is...
Like you?
I'm not running for anything. Can we just be perfectly clear? I'm 26 years old, traveling on college campuses, talking about freedom and organizing.
He's very nasty. He's very nasty.
You don't have to vote for me.
Okay, well, it's not really about the voting. It's more about leading people like us in this event, and this organization is leading conservatives to the polls to vote for certain people. So my question is, why should we put our faith in a conservative like you, who we see as winning more liberal and catching up to more liberal ideas as of now on immigration and, you know, giving money to Israel and taking...
This guy's terrible.
CEO of Home Depot. And instead of doing that, why should we not align ourselves with more traditional American first nationalists?
Because
it's Nicholas J. Quinn.
Let me ask you a question. So, what is your problem with Israel? I'm just wondering.
The problem with Israel is the fact that they're not a very reliable ally.
So can you elaborate on that?
We have cases like they have their Samson option, which they would destroy any attacking force. If they were to be destroyed, they would completely obliterate them nuclear with their nuclear arms that we know that they have. We have the Levon affair. We have the issue of the dancing Israelis. We have the USS Leonard incident. And some of them are admitted, they're not a reliable ally.
So, more specific.
specifically, though, what do you mean by some of those things? Like, what bothers you about, is there a deeper problem with Israel that you have?
No, it's
hello,
not, I'm
bra?
Not against Jewish people. I'm not against people who are...
No, you're just against the country that has half of the world's Jewish
hey,
people.
Hey, bra? I'd like to file a claim.
Of Israel, not the people in Israel.
So let me just be perfectly clear. You're against the only democracy in the Middle East, is that right? You're against the only... Okay, so you're against democracy.
Hello, bra?
He's against democracy, folks.
Israel's been a good partner because they go kill jihadists overseas.
They fund them.
Israel offers humanitarian aid for America and our allies. Israel,
what a brutal, brutal demonstration tonight.
Israel has trade
horrible display
for medical device sharing, for patent sharing. So I'm just trying to understand. Do you come with the same sort of condemnation
oh,
to other countries?
Boy, oh boy.
Why is it your focus in particular on Israel? It's his question.
Yes, we do not support, and I don't think we should support a lot of the Arabic countries that we do in the Middle East along with Israel.
Okay, well,
so
we agree with that. So.
Yes, I do, and we do. And I think that Israel should be a part of that because, yeah, instead of killing jihadists, or instead of them killing their own people and they're going out and committing terrorist acts in their own country,
you think Israel commits terrorist acts?
Yes, you do.
Israel's the victim of daily terrorist acts against radical Muslim. Radical Muslim terrorists all across the Middle East that launch rockets. Guess what? So here's the other question I have. What can you name specifically one liberal position you think I have?
Your policy on giving money to Israel.
What's my policy on giving money to Israel?
$40 million.
By the way, first of all, that's not a liberal position, okay? Do we stand with Israel in this room or do we stand with Israel?
Oh, we got some booing in there.
Are you a Trump supporter?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, so do you condemn publicly Donald Trump's standing with Israel?
Yes, I do.
So wait, why do you think Donald Trump supports Israel?
Well, actually, I was going to answer...
Why do you think Donald Trump supports Israel? I'm very curious. Why do you think he support? Why do you think he moved the embassy? Why do you think he recognized the Golan Heights? Why do you think he cut funding the Palestinian Authority? Why do you think Trump does that?
I don't know. I'm not inside Trump's head.
So that's the one thing you disagree with Trump on?
No,
you still
disagree with Trump on a multitude of things because he's not been honest with his voters.
I thought you just said you were a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I am a Trump supporter, and in most of his views, but there are things I disagree with him on, yes. And
okay.
I think that
what do you support that he's done?
Well, actually, I want to answer something you asked just a second ago, which is something that you think is, that I think you have a liberal standing on, which I guess I didn't answer in full. Because you asked, and I said, if you support Israel, I want to add one other thing to it. Is the fact that yesterday, when you were talking about, I forgot the name of the specific legislation, where and if somebody needs to donate who is a foreign citizen, if they were to give and invest money into America, that we would give them residency in America. You said that you condemned that, but you used to support that. Why should we give support to someone like you and not someone like Nicholas J. Fuentes?
So you said you're a Trump supporter. You are a Trump supporter. Let me ask you a question.
That wasn't so bad.
Your support. So, has Donald Trump ever changed his position on anything?
Yes.
Okay, so is it okay for human beings to say that I used to believe one thing and now I believe another thing?
It's an issue when you are believing things that are very liberal and not conservative.
So, again, you haven't cited one liberal thing. I want to tell you something. I went to Berkeley with armed security because I wore a Build the Wall t-shirt. I went down to the wall.
Oh, this guy.
From Puerto, Border Patrol.
Puerto.
Armed security
Puerto.
And an entire documentary about the child sex trafficking, drugs pouring into our country, the guns coming into our country. I have been an advocate at the March for Life in Chicago and other places for a very long time. I'm a conservative through and through, and if you cherry pick a singular provision in the immigration code that I have now rightfully corrected, which many people in politics won't do, by the way, I say something, I say, you know what, I read up more on it, I got more informed, and now I have a new position. I wish more people were that open-minded in the public space, in the public sphere. Thank you very much. I want to hear from you. Yeah, my MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up for the MAGA hat guy.
That is a cool hat, though. That is a cool hat.
Oh, wow, incredible.
Gotta give him the hat.
No, just take the mic. We'll do it. We'll do a bar. Mike.
What's happening?
Okay, what's your question?
My question, well, first I wanted to say something about the Groypers in here.
Ah, here we go.
Conservatism has two definitions. By definition, you can be religiously conservative or politically conservative. To say a gay person can't be politically conservative makes no logical sense. Woo! So, that's a fact.
That's a big hat.
Go home, Brian.
What a dummy, dude.
And my question to you is about actual, the literal culture war. I think the media is a big part of that. And I started the MAGA challenge, right?
This is the guy that started the MAGA challenge at the presidency.
Part of the song?
Yeah.
And it's saying to that MAGA boy, call me what you want, because it don't matter, boy. I just be the truth, that's something they don't understand. Why these white liberals trying to tell me who I am? Don't put me in groups because I'm my own man. I said I wasn't a Democrat and lost a few friends. The radio
I got to admit it, man. This is pretty bass.
Don't tell me I'm a victim because of power in my hand.
Okay.
I am not a victim. I am not oppressed. They can take a shot, so I might just buy a vest. They said I wore my
hat
and I told them say yes. I bought the biggest MAGA hat, I did it just to flex. Wear it every day just to make them boys upset. I can't be controlled by nobody else. Check. They call me a coon. I'm not impressed. They don't like the truth, so they're at least they're going to suppress.
That was pretty good. That was pretty based.
I don't know if you've seen Jimmy Kimmel cover it.
Kind of a white pill. That's kind of a little white pill.
The liberal media are way louder than conservatives. So my question is, do you think conservatives need to get a little more louder and stop being in the shadows?
I'll tell you this. We need more people like you, my friend, in the conservative world.
I was white pilled by that. That made my night better.
That's it, y'all.
Terrible. What a bad showing tonight, folks. That I can tell you. Sheesh. Man. Well, you know, it had to happen at some point. It's worth considering. If we can chalk up tonight's event as an L, which I think we must concede, Charlie Kirk, I don't think he did it fairly, and his points were not correct, but, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, so to speak, right? And we'll get into all of that in the show. I'll analyze some of the tactics. I'll analyze the arguments. You know, some of the arguments that he made tonight, for example, were just simply flat out wrong. You know, somebody said, well, why does Trump not talk about the white unemployment rate? Which, by the way, I don't think that's a great talking point. That's nothing that we've ever discussed on the show as it pertains to these questions. But in any case, he said, why does Donald Trump talk about the black unemployment rate and the Hispanic unemployment rate and not the white unemployment rate? And Charlie Kirk said, well, do you believe that white people prefer to vote Republican? They're predisposed to vote Republican. And the guy said, and this is one example, I'm just going to go over this very briefly just to illustrate my point. And the guy says, well, yes. And Charlie Kirk says, well, why did the three white states vote Democrat? And you understand that this is basically a non sequitur. It does not follow from the fact that the three white states voting three out of the five white states voting Democrat does not mean that white people are not predisposed to vote for Republicans. The Republican voter base is 90% white. That's all you need to say. The Republican voter base is 90% white. So, sure, New Hampshire went Democrat by a hair. Vermont went Democrat because they have obviously a very unique culture up there. And I forget what the third state was that he mentioned. But you understand that to say that the Republican Party's voter base is 90% white goes to show that maybe it would be in Donald Trump's interest to talk about white voters. You know, it's as simple as that. So, and all this is to say that the arguments that Charlie Kirk gave were not compelling. They were not good arguments. Moreover, the tactics were clearly abusive. You know, people come up and ask a question and Charlie Kirk interrogates, grills them. Also, you understand that they're in control of the microphone. So Charlie Kirk can interrupt. He can ask questions. He can be very aggressive. And people have to just sit there and wait for their turn on the microphone. Now, again, I think those tactics were unfair. I think his answers were wrong, but we're playing an unfair game. So whether it was unfair, whether the answers were wrong, it's a game of rhetoric. It's a game of optics. And it's one that's asymmetrical. It's one where, obviously, we're showing up to their events on their turf. So you can't, that cannot be an excuse. So it is an L. It's a tough one. But we'll get into it on the show. It's also worth considering, and it was a rough night, it's also worth considering that this has gone on for 4 weeks, and I would say this is the first time that decisively, out of more than two dozen events, again, after 4 weeks, dozens of questions, that we could say that it didn't go our way. So all things considered, it's not that tough. The heartbreaking thing is this was the last big event like this. Tomorrow, Charlie Kirk will be doing a Prove Me Wrong at Houston. I forget what the school is. Is it University of Houston, University of Texas, Houston? He's going to be in Houston tomorrow doing a Prove Me Wrong. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have one more shot if we stream that. It's not as high profile because these Prove Me Wrong things have never been streamed. And they're in the afternoon as opposed to the evening. They don't get as big of a turnout. But maybe that's one last chance. And we'll have more YAF events. We'll have more YAF events this week and more YAF events next week. But should have been going out on a high note. I thought last night was incredible. Tonight, not so much. But sometimes that's the way it goes. But we'll be talking about all this and more on America First. I'll be back here at, 8:20, 8:30 Central Time. So in about a half hour. I'll start the stream right away, I'll start the stream right after this D live stream ends. But I won't be on the air for probably another 30 minutes until 8:30. I got to go put my tie on, write some notes out, collect my thoughts and everything. Talk to some people. Got to call the leader of Yevropa, the leader of Yevropa, leading the takeover of the government, and we're gonna have to reformulate our plan to right. So we'll be back in a half hour. The stream will start on YouTube right away, so jump in there. Could be 10 minutes, could be a half hour. I'll have to see how much I need to add to my notes. So join us over there in a moment. Just want to say thanks for watching. I know it's a tough night. It was a boring event with Laura, and then the Q&A was brutal. So thanks for sticking with us. The quality of the video was rough. So thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for enduring tonight. I know it wasn't enjoyable, but that's okay. Thanks for the lemons. It looks like we got like 20,000 lemons in chat. So, hey, white pill for me, right? So thanks for the lemons. Hope you enjoyed the stream. Even if we didn't enjoy the outcome, I hope you enjoyed the experience. And we'll see you on YouTube momentarily. Don't go anywhere. I'll be posting the link in this live chat, and I'll be posting it on Twitter as well. So we'll see you in a few.